Music and life. This is Cross Rhythms. And we're going to hear next about how two young people from here in Stoke-on-Trent are behind a scheme that's being run by a national charity to help pregnant mums out in rural Malawi. Now, we can sometimes take the healthcare system that's in place for pregnant women in our country for granted. But many women out in Malawi don't get the same access to quality healthcare services during their pregnancy. A woman out there, for example, is 60 times more likely to die in pregnancy or childbirth compared to a pregnant woman in the UK. And young children are 10 times more likely not to survive. But the pregnancy twinning scheme, operated by the charity Chasing Zero, aims to help more mums-to-be out there. Rachel Bowers and James Adams are both from Stoke-on-Trent, both 21, and came up with the idea last year. Rachel is my next guest. She grew up in Milton, graduated from uni last summer, and is currently on a 12-month graduate scheme learning about how to manage charities. Now, I asked Rachel a little bit more about pregnancy twinning.
Pregnancy twinning is essentially a partnership between a woman in the UK and a woman in Malawi, both of whom are expecting babies. The idea behind it is that even though both women are going through the same thing, they're both anxious about what's going to happen, they're excited about bringing in new life, there are sort of more significant challenges to a woman in rural Malawi. And so pregnancy twinning is a way for that connection to be established, but also for financial help to be given to the mother so that she can get access to healthcare professionals, that she can pay for her transport to go to that health clinic to give birth and to have medication that will stop her passing on HIV to her child if she has HIV. And so it's a one-off gift of £40 from a mother in the UK, and then we'll send you updates about how your mother is doing. You'll get a profile and a photo once the mother in Malawi has given birth.
Fantastic. So it's called Pregnancy Twinning, and you co-created this. How did this all come about?
I was in the Horn and Trumpet with a friend, and we were talking about ideas that combined charity and medicine. And I'd recently read a book called Half the Sky, which is about development in terms of what women contribute to the GDP and problems that specifically women face. So we were talking about maternal mortality, and there was a horrific story about a woman in Tanzania that just couldn't afford the cost of transport to a local health clinic to give birth. And her story had a really, really sad ending. And we were just thinking, for the amount of money that it would have cost to get her to a health clinic, there must be something we could do. So we came up with this idea of maybe we could partner people, sort of a sponsorship, similar to like sponsoring a child, but just the duration of pregnancy. And so we came up with the idea, and we thought, we'll get in touch with a few charities that we know work in those kind of areas. And we say that we've got an idea, we have an idea of how it would work and how to market that in England, and we'll see if anyone's interested. And we got reply from Tear Fund within the week that were really keen. They passed us on to their partners, Chasing Zero, who work in maternal mortality. And within a month or two, we had a running idea of what the programme was going to look like and a plan for the next 6 months. So it all happened very quickly, but it just came from an idea that we've got to change something. Like, this is so easily preventable in some cases, and so what can we do?
And so how long did it take for the actual project to get up and running from the idea stage?
I think it was 6 months to get all the branding and everything together. So the idea and the project was agreed within the first 2 months. And then from September onwards, we were coming up with a logo, we were coming up with a name and what we were going to put on the flyers. And all those kind of things took a bit of time. But we eventually launched in February, in the last week of February, and we're on a six-month trial at the moment, so we're just trying to tell as many people as possible about it and see how the programme runs.
And working with a charity like Tear Fund and Chasing Zero is vitally important, isn't it?
Yeah, certainly. They are sort of the essential link in the chain, that the people that can make things happen on the ground, and they have just amazing vision, and they have the connections that they can train people in country to be what they call mother buddies, which are the people facilitating our in-country twinned mums. So they're the people that will pass on advice or help them to a local health centre. And so these mother buddies that Chase and Vera already had was such an important link, and we've been able to use them in developing the project.
And you're into the first part of this 6-month trial. How's it going so far?
Really well. We've had over 100 pregnancies twinned in the last month, which is far more than we expected. Chase and Vera also ran a Mother's Day campaign a few weeks ago to put funds towards their work with mums in Malawi, and they sold 350 cards, of which there was a £12 donation for each one to go towards safe deliveries in Malawi. And so in all, we've been blown away that over the last month alone that we've raised about £8,000.
This is Cross Rhythms. Now, you may be familiar with the idea of sponsoring a child in another not-so-well-off part of the world. Well, two young people from Stoke-on-Trent came up with the idea of sponsoring pregnant women in rural Malawi to help them through their pregnancy. They don't get access to healthcare like women enjoy here in the UK. Rachel Bowers co-created the idea for pregnancy twinning. UK mums donate a one-off amount of £40 to help a Malawian mum have a safe pregnancy and delivery. And you get an update about how the mum and child gets on. You don't have to be pregnant yourself to do this. You can twin your pregnancy retrospectively or just be a sponsor. Rachel, can you paint a bit more of a picture now of what life is like for a pregnant mum out in rural Malawi?
They have very similar experiences in terms of they are excited for the birth of a new child, they have the support of their family, and they have expectations of what that life may turn out like, but also there's worries alongside that. And so there's a mother called Mercy, who Chasing Zero worked with recently, and she was saying that when she was pregnant she had mixed feelings. She was really pleased and excited, but she was so worried because she'd seen neighbours in her village pass away from not having the correct support during their pregnancies. And so she had, on top of all of the normal emotions, she had such an anxiety about how it was going to go for her. And also, many of the mothers are HIV positive, and so there's always the worry of, what if I pass that on to my child? There's a great uncertainty about what's going to happen to them. Mm. And also the logistics of many of these villages are sort of far away from health centres, and so it would be many, many miles to get to the nearest place where they could access this help. And for many of them, this isn't feasible. They still have their daily work to do, and so travelling to healthcare centres that could take a whole day out to make that trip and back, it's not possible for them. So they're trying to juggle so many things, as well as holding all of the stresses and excitement of having a baby in the first place.
Tell me a bit about James, who you co-created the idea with.
Great. He's currently a medical student at Manchester University. So James is from Longsden in Stoke, and he is part of the church congregation at Swanbank in Burslem, and he's really passionate about improving health for people. He's very involved in raising cancer awareness amongst teenagers, and when I was talking to him about the situation with maternal mortality, it was another issue that he felt like he could focus on and give some time to raising awareness of.
So, for people who are listening in and really like the idea of pregnancy twinning and all that you're doing with Chasing Zero, what do they need to do? Where can they find out more information?
There is a website, which is www.pregnancytwinning.org, and that has all the information about where the money goes to and how it's split out. And from that, there will be a big button on the page where you can click to twin your own pregnancy or to sponsor pregnancy on behalf of someone else. And all the information can be found on the website, or you can see Chasing Zero's Facebook pages or Twitter. They put up regular information and also updates about the mums in Malawi as well. So great sources of information if you want to find out more.
Well, what an amazing idea, and it's great that you've been able to get that off the ground, and we wish you every success with the rest of the with the pilot, and hopefully it's something that can continue. Rachel Bowers there, together with James Adams. They're both 21, both from Stoke-on-Trent, and co-created that idea of pregnancy women, working with the charity Chasing Zero. For more information, once again, pregnancytwinning.org.